WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Outside the recording industry, Teresa Stern is not a household name, but classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz doubts that anyone listening doesn't own some recordings that Stern was responsible for. Just before she died last December of Lou Gehrig's disease, Nonesuch, the company she ran for many years, put together a tribute album to her called Teresa Stern, A Portrait. Here's Lloyd's review.
Teresa Stern's friends and colleagues knew her as Tracy, and admired her imagination and professionalism as a record producer. But it turns out that most people who knew her didn't know she was also a musical prodigy. She was born in Brooklyn in 1927 and grew up in a musical family. Her mother was a professional cellist who gave up performing in order to further Tracy's career. Both her father and her uncle were violinists. Barely into her teens, she performed with the New York Philharmonic and the NBC Symphony. Amazingly, the acetates from some of her early performances still exist, and they make up one disc of the new two-disc set. She had a lovely, glistening touch of great delicacy and freshness, which you can now hear in some wonderful performances of Bach, Mozart, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, and her mentor, the Dutch composer-conductor David Bruckmann. Listen to her playing this scintillating bit of Bach's Italian Concerto, recorded when she was 11. Stern evidently felt guilty about having a solo career. She called it being a parasite. She took up stenography and typing, and eventually became a secretary to the legendary Seymour Solomon, founder of Vanguard and Bach Guild Records. In the early 60s, she was hired by Jack Holtzman to run his fledgling record company Nonesuch, then only a year old. She seemed interested in every kind of music, from Stephen Foster to Elliot Carter, and was a genius at matching artists and repertoire. And she had wonderful taste in performers. She cultivated the late mezzo-soprano Jan de Gaetani and her partner, pianist Gilbert Kalish, beginning with their memorable album of Stephen Foster songs. The brilliant Debussy and Schoenberg piano recordings by Paul Jacobs were under her aegis. She produced William Baulkham and Joan Morris's landmark recording of turn-of-the-century parlor ballads, which launched their extraordinary series of classic American song albums. And she practically single-handedly invented the Scott Joplin revival by getting Baroque specialist Joshua Rifkin to do an album of piano rags. Stern also started the ear-opening, mind-expanding Explorer series of world music, long before it was called world music. If you have any of the old Nonesuch recordings of Javanese gamelan music, or music recorded in Turkey, Bulgaria, Zimbabwe, or the Bahamas by native performers, chances are they were produced by Tracy Stern. This rhythmically infectious, affecting selection was recorded at the University of Rhodesia in 1972. When the recording business started to fall into the hands of international conglomerates, the inconceivable happened. Tracy Stern became a dinosaur. The bottom line wasn't what interested her most, and she was fired from Nonesuch, to the outrage of everyone who cared about recordings as art. Many of the performers she supported left Nonesuch in protest. The climate, though, has changed again. Robert Hurwitz, who took over Nonesuch 5 years after Stern left, is responsible for this tribute album. Stern's own input was indispensable, and at least she got to hear the discs before she died.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Teresa Stern, A Portrait, on the Nonesuch label. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.